Rhythm of the night, that's Debarge on Nova 103.5 on the 15th and 16th of August. That's this Friday and Saturday. There's going to be an Awesha Ranch Horse Show at the Raleigh Equestrian Center in Brockwater. Yes, if you, like me, are not sure what Awesha is, it's the African Western Stock Horse Association. And in studio with me this morning, I have Vesta Berger to tell us more about it and what it actually is. Morning, Vesta.
Good morning, David.
So, okay, let's for people like me who actually don't know much about horses altogether, the African Western Stock Horse Association. What exactly is that?
Well, David, it was started in 2011 with a couple of guys that came together that uses horses for daily farming life. They came together and they decided to make an association and learn from each other, learn how to properly or work better with their horses, understand the horse better, and to be more efficient in what they do, basically, in daily life. So basically, they're the cowboys of Namibia.
Okay.
Yes, and a stock horse is a horse that is, has a calm temperament, but very agile. So it's not, and Awesha is not horse breed specific.
Okay.
So it's any horse with these qualities that's agile, that's strong, that has a calm temperament, and that's able to work with you in daily life, whatever that might be, if it's for ranching, like the farmers, or for roping cattle, and just basically helping you and assisting you with your daily lives in farm working.
Okay. So, like you say, these are working horses. This is a sort of, what kind of practical skills are involved then in working with the horses and that you can learn through Awesha?
Well, so it's very important that it's more of a natural horsemanship style. So you learn how to talk to the horse and in a way that the horse will also understand you. So it's not forcing the horse. It's not forcing anything. So it helps you to understand the horse, and it helps you to work better with a horse in partnership. So that's a basic approach, instead of forcing horses to do things, to have a partnership with them. So that's the basic line of Awesha, and then helping people to understand how that works.
Okay. You mentioned the cowboys of Namibia. Is there a sort of, let's say, an American influence or a cowboy and Western influence?
Absolutely. So this Western riding is based on the American style of riding, the cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the ranching, and we have the trail, and we have the cutting, where you cut horses, where you cut with the horses cattle. So,
okay.
And some roping and trail rides. So your horse must be able to go over a bridge, and it has to be able to withstand all kinds of challenges, like flapping things. So there comes the calm demeanor of the horse in, and the ability to cut and to rope and to run and to quickly stop and quickly turn. So to be able to do the farm ranching life.
Okay. Is there a specific, just thinking about sort of cowboys, is there a specific type of saddle that gets used, or is it, isn't that not part of it?
Well, there's a couple of different saddles, and depending on what you want to do, we have barrel riding, and you have all kinds of the roping. So these saddles are a little bit different. When you talk about the horn, but it's a Western riding saddle. So it's got this horn, it's got a nice big flat seat, and so it's a very, very comfortable but sturdy saddle.
Okay. So tell us a bit more about the show that's going to be happening this Friday and Saturday. Who should attend, and what can you expect if you attend?
Yes. So this weekend will be a wonderful example for you to come and see what it's about and how it works, especially if you're into Western riding, especially after this whole show of Yellowstone, then you can get a good idea of what it's about and what Awesha is about. So you can come out on Friday and Saturday. It's a whole day. You can see how the people ride, what type of horses they are, and just what it's about. If you're anything interested in Western riding or that type of horse. And then, of course, there will be games. There will be a lot of nice food and all kinds of interesting things and people to see and to talk to.
Okay, and not only people who are already experienced riders, obviously.
No, absolutely not. So if you're anything interested, in the Western Riding or the community, and that's what it's about. It's about the family and community. Then this is a great opportunity for you to get to know these people.
Okay. Where can people get more information, not just about the show itself, but about Awesha in general?
We have a website. Or an email. It's info@awesha.org, or we have a Facebook page that you can follow and get more information about Awesha.
Okay, so you can just search for Awesha, A-W-E-S-H-A. Vesta, thanks so much for coming in. That's talking about the African Western Stock Horse Association and the Ranch Horse Show that's going to be happening at the Rolais Equestrian Center in Brockvaart this Friday and Saturday. Vesta, thanks so much.
Thank you.